We'll get to everything playoff related for the Prescott Cardinals football team in just a moment. But first, we wrap up the regular season with head coach Jordan Hanson of the Cardinals and their 28-21 road loss at highly ranked Osceola this past Friday night. The Cardinals had the lead 21-8 at halftime, but you have to tip your hat to the Chieftains in the way they fought back in the second half.
Yeah, you look at Osceola, they got a lot of seniors that have played for multiple years. A lot of those kids played last year, and a lot of those kids played as sophomores. And they play hard together, and they play hard for Coach Newton. And, you know, they're going to play four quarters, so if you take the foot off the gas at all, they're going to capitalize. And that happened a little bit. We came out strong, you know, 21-7 right away. Going into halftime, you know, feeling pretty good. But then, you know, we talked all week. And our losses, the thing that stands out the most is turnovers and how turnovers kill teams in big games. When we want to win a playoff game or win a couple playoff games or make a run deep in the playoffs, we got to make sure that we take care of the football in big games. And, you know, we're learning as we go. We haven't made the playoffs in 8 years. This is the first time we're experiencing this level of competition and being in those games. We're right there. We just got to figure out how to win, and we got to do it this week. We got to figure that out, or else we'll turn our pads in. So there's no group I'd rather do it with than the group that we have, and it's a fun group of kids to work with. And, you know, after the game, yeah, we're disappointed, but we're like, hey, let's move on, and that's all you can do. And we don't want to turn our pads in, you know, after next week. We want to keep playing as long as possible. So move on, learn from it, focus, and let's get ready for a West Salem team.
There's plenty that the Cardinals can take out of the loss on Friday to Osceola, down to West Salem to help them get a win in the first round of the playoffs this Friday night.
From the Osceola game, I think you look at offensively, you know, we're physical up front, and he's a hard runner. So he falls forward every time he touches the ball. You know, you don't see him get driven backwards very often. You know, it's going to be a grinder in the playoffs, and we're going to have to grind out drives. And the first half, we did a great job of that. And even the second half, we don't turn the ball over. We can grind out drives. So, and then defensively, Osceola is a big play offense. If you look at their tape from this year, you know, a lot of their scores are 70-yard touchdown runs, you know, 50, 60-yard pass for a touch. You know, all their scores have come from big plays, and we made them drive the field. They didn't really have a big play. They had some big-time catches, you know, for 10, 15, 20 yards, and they had to earn those. And, you know, we don't turn the ball over and don't give them a short field. Defensively, we felt pretty good about what we were doing, and our kids were excited for the plan. We just couldn't quite get it done, but, you know, we didn't give up the big play, and that was our goal against Ellsworth and Osceola, against those big play offenses, and make them drive the field, and they did. They did do that. They converted on some fourth downs, but we didn't give up the big play, so, you know, that's something we can hang our hat on moving forward.
We'll have more on the seeding and bracket in just a moment, but Coach Hanson talks a bit about his first-round playoff opponent on the road at West Salem.
They're very, very similar to us, where they're spread, but they want to run the football. So you'll see quarterback run game, you'll see the tailback run game, very, very similar to what we do. And they just played Holman last week, so Holman, that's where I coached before that, so, you know, talk to those guys and just try to get a little insight on that. One thing West Salem does is they don't shoot themselves in the foot. They play sound football, and they make you drive the field if you're going to score. They don't give up the big play. You know, that's the reason why they're 7-1. They had to cancel their game against Ellsworth. We have that tape on them, too. You know, that was a 20-13 game in the third quarter with Ellsworth winning. So they're a tough football team. We'll have to play well. But, you know, if our kids bring it and we play for four quarters, we can beat anybody in our region. So,
as we mentioned with Coach Hanson, the Cardinals will now take on West Salem in the first round of the playoffs. And here is the seeding and the bracket for the WIAA Division IV football playoffs that all start on Friday, October 22nd at the higher seeds. Let's break down Prescott's sectional 1 through 8. Number 1 is Northwestern at 9-0 overall. Number 2 is Ellsworth at 8-0. Number 3 is Osceola at 8-1. Number 4 is West Salem at 7-1. Number 5 is Prescott at 5-4. Altoona is number 6 at 6-3. Number 7 is St. Croix Central under 500 at 4-5. Mauston is number 8. They finish the year at 6-3. So the first round matchups that all take place on Friday night will have number 8 Mauston traveling to number 1 Northwestern, a long trip for Mauston. Number 7 St. Croix Central in a conference matchup at Ellsworth at 7 p.m. Number 6 Altoona will be at number 3 Osceola. And number 5 Prescott will take the trip down to West Salem to take on the Panthers at 7 o'clock p.m. Of course, KDWA Sports will have the game live on the radio as it happens Friday night at 7 p.m. Matt Liefeld will have all of the action from West Salem. We'll have your pregame show at 6:45 and the kick to follow at 7 p.m.